This is the SML Podcast.
On the way to Magfest, me and Joe were jamming that CD hard.
Let's do that on the show.
Jamming baby metal?
No, talk about it.
Talk about jamming baby metal?
Yes.
Wait, why are we going to Twitch when we're going to record?
It's something to watch.
Yeah. Something in the background.
You watch Twitch while you're recording?
Yeah, because... because it gives us something to do while we're talking to each other.
You're amazingly unprofessional. I love it.
Yeah, it's great. That's what we do.
Duh.
Why aren't we recording right now?
How do you know I'm not?
Touché.
Because you know how we have to start the show now.
Well,
God, I'm farting so much.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Pappy.
Yay!
And I'm Pappy.
It's almost like he's a new member of the show.
You've done more than Tim this year.
I'm the special guest.
Yeah,
Keith,
you are.
Special.
Oh, we'll watch Smash.
I was just about to say, go to that.
Twitching up Smash to talk about while we're recording.
Make sure it's not the demo.
Recording a Perdcursed.
Go to a Japanese one.
Terminator Perdcursed.
Oh my god, Olive Garden commercial.
Oh my god,
it was only
it's not the card?
The never-ending pasta for $10 was only limited to the first 1,000 people, I think.
Wow.
No, yeah. the $100 pasta
pass? Yeah, the $100 thing, yeah. Pasta pass was only limited to a couple hundred people.
That's
and it sold out in like 7 minutes. But what they said is that if you bring a bunch of friends and share your pasta, they won't necessarily get upset.
Yeah, what going. for
if you bring 8 buddies, like they all get free drinks if you show your card.
Yeah.
But if you just start throwing pasta around, they'll turn a blind eye as long as you don't get ridiculous with it.
Wow!
So you find that guy who's got the thing, give him a fiver, and get yourself all you can.
A fiver.
Give him a fiver or a handy, whatever you can afford.
I can't afford a handy. I'll give him a fiver.
Video pasta.
Basically.
So, Pappy's here.
Yeah.
Wait, so here's a stupid question. How the fuck is he streaming from a 3DS?
Here's a stupid answer. Who the fuck cares?
I don't know. People have ways.
Dude, we have friends...
No, I mean, like... No, like...
Chris,
like, screen capture software for...
I don't know.
We have friends
it says 3DS
who make music with Game Boys. I'm not surprised at any level of technology these days.
I suppose.
You know?
It's just
let's see, 3DS capture.
Yeah, I once saw Jake Kaufman make a music video while making a song and putting that song into the music video while also doing 9 shots of alcohol.
But that doesn't have anything to do with using a capture card on a 3DS.
I'm just saying nothing surprises me anymore.
We're talking hardware.
Nintendo 3DS video capture board.
Boom.
Order page is here. Video, both screens, and audio are output over USB. Not supported with the XL.
Oh, well, great. So that fucked me over already.
Is that for the 3DS?
Doesn't Jordan have a regular
size?
Oh,
yeah, she's got a small one.
So there you go. Only 2D video output.
Well, no shit.
3D captures planned for later.
I can't record in 3D? Fuck this shit.
Yeah, right? What the fuck?
Software record ABIs.
I want people to see my dick in 3D.
Yeah, something like that.
So, baby metal's a thing.
Baby metal's a thing.
It's been a thing for a while.
Shut up.
Dude, here's the thing, though. I want to not like baby metal. I want to absolutely hate it with every ounce of my being, but I can't. Because the music is fucking catchy and, like, brutal in some parts.
They're a gateway, and, like, too, man. Like, there's a couple of metal bands I've gotten into around the same time. Bogue hooked me up with one, and Toy Box... It was in Toy Box, because they're proper metal, but they're an all-female band as well.
Oh,
I guess
okay,
their drummer, like, she's the lead singer and the drummer for 2 other heavy metal bands. It's like the super group.
Okay.
And their music video, Take Your Chance, I think, Bogue sent it to me, like, months ago. I went out and ordered the CD, fucking imported the thing for $25, because it was that good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You could do that.
Yeah.
Oh God.
And that in Japanese is the best language for ska too. So.
Oh yeah, I think we had a conversation like that at Magfest.
Well, because it's so staccato, and that's the ska's right. Got that constant staccato sound. Staccato. I like it.
Yeah.
Copyright 2014.
So Chris, that 3DS capture board is only $250.
Only the price of a 3DS.
Yep.
Shipped. More than one.
Shipped.
More than 250
one. Shipped.
Will it ship your pants?
That is such an old joke.
I just shipped my drawers.
Well, I worked shipping and receiving for a while, so that joke got used a lot.
Somebody's apparently already level 30 in Destiny.
Jesus.
Yeah?
He's played 107 hours.
That arguably is actually not that many hours.
Has no job. It's only been 2 weeks.
Probably a streamer.
Yeah, only been 2 weeks. Has no job.
Yeah, but honestly, dude, like, within the first week of Diablo 3 being released, while I was working a job, I put in, like, 40 hours.
Yeah, 40. So that would you'd be equivalent of about...
In one week.
But you 40, also gave hours. Up all other activities to do that.
Well, yeah, that's what most people do.
Yeah, and that bothers me. I mean, I love video games, but I've never done something like that. Like...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, even my favorite... Even games that came out that I took the day off for...
Mm-hmm.
20 hours max the first week. Max. Because I need to go out and do things.
No, you don't.
Well, I not like necessarily. To go out and do things.
Sunshine's for pussies.
Oh, man, he's being Black Yoshi.
Black Yoshi? What, are you racist?
No, I'm just...
I thought Joe was the racist.
So,
here.
There's a whole ton of new characters in the game. Let me be Yoshi.
Because I know how to cheese with Yoshi.
I like Yoshi. Yoshi's... cool.
I'll tell you, like, the first time I fire up the new Smash, I'm not going to use the characters I've used constantly.
For, like, ever.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to...
practice? Why the hell are we watching a guy play practice?
You put it on.
I just picked the first one.
Well, pick something else.
God, you're an asshole, Pappy. I'm sick of your bullshit.
Gray Ninja, please. What tier is this? Character's done. Yes, Lucina is the punching bag. Will this be uploaded to YouTube? These are very important questions you need to answer on your Twitch stream. Stream.
The thing with the stuff.
Stream.
So, Destiny.
Great.
Destiny's cool. I dig it. Unfortunately, I already got rid of my copy because I have nobody to play with.
I know people who have the 360 version.
I don't know anybody.
Well, I can introduce you.
Well, here's what ended up happening. I played the demo for Smash Brothers, and I instantly went, well, I have to get rid of Destiny so I can have credit to buy Smash Brothers when it comes out.
You had to make the hard decision.
Because Smash Brothers might be the first game in a while that I'm actually excited to hold on to for the rest of my life.
Ah. I like how quickly someone will gift you a game and then you get rid of it.
Well, Tim fucked off.
So. Also fair,
But it was one of those things where it was like, I had a bunch of people that are like, yeah, I'm going to get it on 360, we'll play it together. And then I was waiting and waiting and waiting, and they're like, oh, we're not going to get it now. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
to be fair, the reviews have been pretty harsh.
Yeah, very harsh.
This is what bothers me. The reviews, it's repetitive. Have you ever played an MMO before?
Yeah.
You shoot the same guys. Have you ever played I've watched people play World of Warcraft. It's you can spend.
Hold on, we're using the condenser, so the mic's going to pick this up great.
Oh, there's so much blood. You okay?
Thanks, Magfest.
I've never played WoW, but I know a lot of friends who've been addicted to it for years.
Magfest.
And the biggest thing that cracks me up is the fetch quest. It's go get 50 llama pelts. Okay, you did that. Now get 15 yeti pelts. And you argue. It's like, dude, it's fetch quest after fetch quest. No, it's different pelts. You have to kill different things. You're still going to kill 7,000 goddamn things in the course of your one level.
Yeah.
So how is Destiny different? Instead of a sword, I've got a badass gun.
Yeah.
I
understand I understand the argument because, yeah, it's an MMO. Like, everybody's like... everybody keeps wanting to compare it to a...
traditional
FPS. Like a traditional FPS.
Where your levels change, enemies change a little more. But that's because... You can't compare it to Halo, because Halo was meant to be played for 9 to 13 hours, and then you're done.
Yeah.
I think the best comparison I've seen online is the comparisons to Diablo and Borderlands.
Yeah, it's
from the Control Alt Delete comic. I'm not sure who actually still follows that or not, but Borderlands showers you with loot. Diablo showers you with loot.
God, I don't get
Destiny.
Loot.
No,
you don't get shit.
You don't get anything.
I would even say it's got the Borderlands drop style in terms of how you use your loot with the gameplay of like a Halo.
Yeah. That's why I don't understand why there's so many people that are just like really kind of butthurt over it. Like, it's just
part of it is I think they expected so much from Bungie.
Well, you have to also understand, like, there was a lot of stuff that, and I hate that this is becoming a norm that almost you have to, I don't want to say have to, but you have the expectation of being able to give them a little bit of leeway and being like, oh, well, they left some stuff out for DLC.
Yeah.
Because, like, almost every game does it now.
Yeah.
That doesn't still make it right, though.
I'm not saying it's right, but it's like every fucking game does it, so it's just like, well, you can't fault, like...
My only complaint with Destiny is having played it solo and with people, I don't ever want to play it solo again. It's so much more fun with people.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of games that are, you know, designed to be like that. This is one of those games.
Borderlands, like, was the same way. You would never see me plug in Borderlands and play for a little while on my own.
I played through both Borderlands by myself, and I enjoyed them.
Bored out of my mind.
Really?
Yeah. But the moment I got on with Joe and a couple other people, I had a blast.
Yeah. Well, I think the only reason why I didn't enjoy playing Borderlands 2 with people in my friends group is because one of them was Tim and one of them was Piccolotti, Italian medium.
From that one show a year ago.
So when Piccolotti plays any loot-based game, you'll never get anything.
So he's Josh.
No,
not me.
I played Crystal Chronicles with you. I got like 3 things in 10 hours. I still remember
that. We didn't
that.
Play it that much.
Yeah, we played it for 10 hours. I got 3 things.
Were you Bucket Bitch?
I was your bitch.
Because I know I was Bucket Bitch quite a bit.
Mr. Bucket Bitch?
I know Josh is the one who's insane about loot.
No, Josh doesn't need all the loot, but he has to find every area that has loot.
Yeah, true.
He'll share.
I'm mesmerized by this, by the playstyle of this with Greninja.
I think part of the reason that I really enjoy first-person shooters with other people is I'm not that good at them. Even
Neither
though it's my favorite genre,
I'm pretty good at it.
You seem very much like a social gamer in general, Pappy. Like, I honestly don't understand how you didn't enjoy Borderlands by yourself. Because I think Borderlands sometimes is even better alone.
Yep.
Because you don't have to corral your friends like, hey, I want to go over here, we gotta do this. And they're like, nope, I'm exploring, fuck off.
Yeah.
Part of it is, I have to play the leadership role at work all the time.
So you don't want to do it in...
When I get onto a game with Joe or Josh or any of them, I'm happy being the follower. They're like, oh, hey, let's go check this out. Okay. Oh, hey, go over here and go down
that
valley.
Well, it's just like role reversal for you, so it's a good change of pace. I can understand
that. And it's nice playing with people who've already done the level and stuff like that, because, you know,
they know where to go.
You know, my favorite part of playing games with Pappy is...
What?
When he actually shows up.
Oh!
Hey, Pappy, let's get Titanfall and we can play it together all the time. He's like, yeah, man, that'll be awesome. We've played, what, 3 times?
It also doesn't help that our third hates Titanfall.
We don't need Josh.
We need
him. We could just play together.
You could.
Yeah.
And not to mention the fact that hopefully if I can hook myself up with a fucking Xbox One, you know, by Christmas, I'll definitely want to pick up Titanfall, because that's definitely a console type of
shooter. I will tell
shooter.
You, though, Joe does get upset when we play certain levels, because there are a lot of groups that have mastered everything, so they're very... I won't say cheap. Well, no, I won't say cheap, but I'll say cheap. They're very repetition-heavy.
Well, because I'll tell you right now, I'm actually excited to... I'm excited to pick up the console version of Diablo and play with you guys, because I'll be able to show you guys, like, I know...
I'm trying to get him to play Diablo on the Xbox
One.
Dude,
I finally got to show Joe a little bit of stuff, and now he's actually, like, you know, enjoying the game a little bit more. And I was able to do that with a couple of my other friends on PC, where I kind of showed them the ropes, and they were like, oh, this game's actually really good. But it's because you...
I don't doubt it, but I haven't played Diablo since the first one, and I never beat it.
But there's games like that, you know, same thing with, like... you know, Destiny would probably be a good game if you got a good group. Same thing with Halo. Dude, I can't wait for fucking Master Chief Edition. Same thing with Sunset Overdrive.
We'll be playing the shit out of some Halo. That's just a tradition.
Well, because I never played through all of them.
Oh, really?
So that's why I want to get an Xbox as well, so I can get the Master Chief Edition and, you know, play the fuck out of it.
I don't know if I believe you about that, Pappy, because how far are we into Anniversary Edition?
We're playing Legendary, so that you can only play one level every 6 months.
You're an asshole.
My game, Sunset Overdrive looks really good. Is it multiplayer?
I think so.
I think it's co-op.
Okay. But that's one that I
think... And Dead Island.
Yeah.
Okay, Dead Island is fun. It's ridiculous playing with Joe.
Well, it's gonna be Dead Island 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just a re-release?
No.
Just new
stuff? There was Dead Island, and then Dead Island Riptide.
Oh, this would be Dead Island
2. So now this is gonna be Dead Island 2.
Okay. No, that sounds fun. Yeah, Sunset Overdrive, I think I'll enjoy playing alone. But I will most definitely... My solo game right now that I'm excited for is still...
Dragon Age.
Like, that's...
I never played a Dragon Age, and I actually... Like, I saw a little bit of what the new one's going to be like, and I'm kind of interested just because of the co-op ability of it.
People... I mean, let's just face it. A lot of people in the gaming world, their entire reason for being is to bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people bitch about, one, like, oh, the story's good, the gameplay's shit. Okay. Well, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the story, and the gameplay didn't take me away from the story.
Uh-huh.
So 2 comes out, and everyone's like, oh my god, the gameplay's amazing, the story's shit. I'm like, the story fucking... did a really good job of expanding on the universe and what's going on. It just took a smaller... Instead of being a country, it was an island. You know, one city.
Right.
And so you really got a good feel for what was going on and how this city was being affected by the world at large. So I'm really hoping that this one gets both right, but at the same time, I know I'm going to enjoy it.
Right.
Because I'm not a whiny bitch.
I hope the new one has more than, like, 3 caves.
Yeah, that was the only criticism, is the repetition that I could see, that I agreed with in the second game. The repetition of the mazes.
The repetition of everything, actually.
Well, see, my whole thing is I don't know enough about, like, I don't know what to compare it to. I've never played
any
of them.
If you played Diablo and 20 dungeons all looked alike.
Well,
that's kind of
what Diablo is.
No, not randomized levels. Everything is exactly the same,
with just some different enemies.
Yeah.
Well, at least if the enemies are randomly generated, then that's
But see, even you're not going to bitch too much if the game is still fun.
Yeah.
Which it was, but people actually went out of their way to complain. Everything looks the same. Like, what, did you enjoy yourself? Well, yeah. Did you beat the game? Well, yeah. Do you like the story? Well, yeah. Then fucking
shut up. Yeah. Like,
make it. Or at least say, hey, I enjoy the game, but here's my issue. Rather than start out with, everything looks the same.
Well, don't forget, we're in the age of gaming where people will still shit on Microsoft for having a camera hooked up directly to the NSA. When Microsoft has already gone on record stating that they give you complete control of the privacy.
Right.
You know.
Well, again, it goes back and they to bitch people about that. Want to just bitch, so.
Bitch about that, yet Apple... gave every single person a fucking copy of the U2 album.
So, YouTube album?
The YouTube album.
The YouTube album. The U2 album. How much of an invasion of fucking privacy is that? If they can upload a whole CD onto your phone, what else can they do?
Well, they didn't upload the album onto my phone. They just added it to my account.
Yeah, well, still, what else can they do?
They could do whatever they want because they're Apple.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And we have a potato on the microphone.
Toad cat.
It's gonna sound like thuds every single time she hits that.
Tater cat.
Joe has a cat that occasionally just ceases to function as a cat.
Or it functions too much as a cat. That's really, actually...
It's a cat that doesn't know how to be a cat 24/7.
That's fair.
So, Zero Suit Samus. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Why? You know?
Why what?
Why Zero Suit? The suit's what makes Samus a badass. Pirate killer.
Alien
killer.
People want to see titties and
shit. I'm a little upset that Nintendo went to that level.
Went to that level in Metroid 1 in the 80s where you beat the game and she was in a bikini.
Yeah, and it was, granted, very stupid.
Very stupid.
It wasn't stupid. It was a huge surprise at the time.
Awesome seeing it was a female, but the bikini. I mean, like, is that really the most comfortable thing to wear in a suit of armor? Doesn't that chafe? What about all that skin that's rubbing up against the metal?
Maybe it's padded.
Yeah. How do you know? You've never been inside the suit.
How do you know? Do you know what I do when I live in Japan?
And that's not even a bikini in the game. She's wearing, like, a sports top and sports shorts.
The Zero Suit Samus that I appreciate was the one where it was the whole blue, like, jumper, because that's something that you would
well,
wear.
Is it,
okay, well, she's still in the game.
Isn't it similar to the one that she's outfits. Wearing right now?
No, this has got midriff.
Oh my god, a belly button.
Yeah, now she's got a chafed belly
and
button.
And exposed legs, Jesus.
Chafed legs.
Help the world.
Sunburn, heat rash. Well, not sunburn,
God
but heat
save
rash.
The world.
I can't wait to get this fucking game, dude. This is...
October 3rd.
I know.
It's
I need
too far
it now.
Away.
It is.
Buy it for your Wii U.
You should just...
Yeah, and wait another year.
That's supposed to be this winter.
Really? I think it's coming out next year. They didn't release a fucking date for it yet.
Not yet, but it's Nintendo.
So, okay.
They still haven't released a date for Captain Toad.
So what are they playing this on right now on Twitch?
They're 3DS. Playing it on 3DS.
So they got early?
It's out in Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's Japan. It's Japan.
It's released in Japan land.
It's in Japan.
Japan.
Yeah, Japan got it while we were at MAGFest, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's when we got the demo.
Yep. Hi, yep. But,
Oh, yeah, God, you're going to use that stupid thing during the show?
Why?
We're just going to hear...
Alright. now you got that out of the way.
Yeah. You're a schmuck.
That's okay. It's okay.
But,
why isn't he using fucking Ganon?
It's okay.
Use Ganon.
Use Duck
right
Hunt
there.
Dog.
Right there. Use him.
Use him. Fuck is. Oh, there it is.
Do it!
No,
if you're
gonna
pick random. Fuck. Really? You just did Bowser.
It wasn't random. It was more like, ha ha ha, Bowser.
Picking a guy I already used.
You do fucking realize it's two different Steve. Players on there, right?
Hmm?
It's two players.
No, it's
yeah,
it's
but
a
he was already
bag.
Bowser.
Whatever.
I don't even know where to go.
Whatever.
All right, no one can actually see us.
Yeah, not that anyone could see what we're doing. But
right.
Destiny's
so,
fun
so
and
Destiny.
Fucking haters.
Yep, Destiny's. I mean, it's okay. I think there's some stuff that I'm actually like legitimately upset about, like storyline wise.
Yeah, the story is basically non-existent.
Yep.
I haven't gotten far enough to even know.
Unless you go on the website and read all the grimoire cards.
Well, and the thing is like, the fact that they went the road of, like, in the beginning, like, I could tell you about this great battle, and I could tell you about blah, 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 and I could tell you, but I'm not, fuck you. Like,
I will say it has been fun finding out who the voice, some of the voices are, you know, Matthew Mercer being the human... male, and then I guess Nathan Fillion is one of the voices in there as well. So it's always fun to actually recognize some of the voice actors as people you either know or enjoy.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. Well, Nathan Fillion's worked with Bungie before.
Yeah. Fair enough.
He was in Reach, I think. Or no, ODST.
Yeah.
Odst.
Yeah.
Halo.
ODST.
So, when's the next Halo? Do they got a tentative schedule yet?
Halo 5 is supposedly next fall.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Still, I mean...
Assumedly.
Potentially.
Appropriately.
I got...
Accostedly.
Anonymously.
Arabically.
All right. I don't know how much they play Halo over there.
Hey, you never know. Oh, they're Call of Duty guys, right?
Oh...
Son of a bitch.
Speaking of games,
they
play
start
speaking
in of the
Call,
games.
Speaking of Call of Duty, I actually really hate myself that I really want the Call of Duty bundle.
As well, you
it's
should.
It's a cool
sir.
Looking system.
Have you seen it?
No, not at all.
Then that's why you're making fun of me. Because if you saw it, you would understand.
Time like, to fire up Internet Explorer.
Ooh, that's the one thing I will never appreciate, Microsoft.
For having Internet Explorer?
Yeah, they should give you options. If I could run, like, Chrome on my Xbox One.
Chrome would be great. Thanks, Potato, for fucking up the audio.
Even Mozilla.
Again?
I'd run Firefox in a heartbeat over fucking Explorer.
How about Opera?
I'd run Opera over Explorer. Yeah, I'd run Opera 98 over Explorer.
Potato! What do you got? That's not for you.
When you call your cat Potato...
That's not for
it's
you, Potato.
It's an assumption that your cat's kind of tarted.
Kind of?
Kinda.
Yes.
I want to specifically find a slightly,
Oh, it's the first day of fall.
I don't want to say retarded. I want to find a slightly slow cat, and we're going to name it Tater Tot.
Tater Tots?
Yeah.
I had a classmate back in tech school who had an inbred cat, and they actually named it Tard Kitty.
Tard Kitty.
Tard Kitty. Apparently, Tard Kitty was so tarded that it would, instead of drinking water with its tongue, it would just dip its face in the bowl and move its head side to side.
Yeah, look at this fucking thing.
We are presently showing Pappy the Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Xbox One bundle.
Okay, no, the Xbox and the controller look phenomenal. The downside is that it comes with Call of Duty games.
I know. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I'm upset about. And it's one that has a fucking Kinect. Potato!
Because fuck you, that's why.
Stop it! You're messing with the audio.
It is her box. That's why I kind of suggested putting it on the cat tower before.
Maybe there will be a Battlefield 5 Xbox One that I could pick up someday.
Why would you pick up another console? Because you don't seem like that guy. I'm that guy.
Oh, no, because mine will break eventually. It's a gimme.
If it doesn't break, and you get a collector's edition one, you want to get rid of that other one.
Yeah, well, my Kinect died. I'm in the process of getting that replaced. It decided that it functions, but refuses to communicate with the Xbox.
Oh. See, because the thing is like, I would like that system if I didn't have to get the game. I didn't have to get the Kinect. Like, actually, if that was a $400 bundle, I would probably grab it.
It doesn't include the Kinect.
It doesn't?
Wow. Well, then don't get it. Yeah, for
fun. Oh, it's a terabyte hard drive.
1 terabyte hard drive.
That's why.
See, my problem with Call of Duty is that it's gotten too cheesy. It's gotten too... It caters too much to the snapshot crowd. Like, and I mean that, like, when you zoom in and you shoot.
I tell you what, though, the new one does look pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. Like, Kevin Spacey's in it.
Black Ops 2 was such a terrible game.
I didn't mind Black Ops 1, though.
I didn't like Black Ops 1. I hated Black Ops 2. To the point where they will actively have to send me a written apology and two free new games that don't suck before I even consider going back. And honestly, a friend sold me on Battlefield 3 at the time. I liked it. I got Battlefield 4. Loved it.
See, I liked Battlefield 3, but I didn't really care for Battlefield 4 that much.
Hey, Pappy, remember when I got Battlefield 4 so we could play that together?
Yeah.
How many times have we played together?
I haven't installed it yet.
Then how did you play it?
We haven't.
No. How did he play it?
Xbox 360. He sold me a copy on the Xbone, but I haven't transferred because it's 7,000 gig of bullshit to transfer over and re-download.
7,000 gigs?
Yes.
All you do is put the disc in and let it install.
No, but I have all the map packs to reinstall and re-download.
And do those carry over?
Well, you have to reinstall them, yeah. No, they carry over. I made the purchase. I can reinstall them. But
you bought them on 360. Do they carry over to the One?
Yeah.
The map packs?
I gave them money. Why are you eating my toe?
Well, then you click download and
I'm just
wait.
Saying, yeah, I'm just saying that I have to literally give up my Xbox One for a night just to download.
No, you don't. You could watch TV while shit downloads.
Yeah. You're being a dumb.
I don't know how to TV.
You're a dumb.
No, I just hate Joe.
You're a dumb.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not making excuses. I just hate Joe. He smells weird.
Potato. Yeah.
The cat has decided to wake up in playful mode just in time for the recording.
God damn it, Potato.
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
You're the one who chose that box.
Well, because it was higher up. That's all.
You hear all those bottles?
Yeah, it was great.
Did the mic pick that up?
Yes, it did.
That's all the beer he's gone through.
I'm on
since,
my fifth.
Since five.
It's only five.
In 2.5 hours.
Yeah, one every 30 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Mm-hmm. It does. It sounds about right. You can't fault the guy on that.
I gotta wake up at 9, which means I gotta be asleep by 11. So I gotta medicate.
Well, I don't go to bed at 11, so you're definitely crashing up in the spare bedroom.
Good. I'm gonna medicate.
You whore.
So, yeah, what else game-wise is going on here?
Destiny.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. FIFA came out today. Yep. Apparently, what they added a bunch of stuff into the game to make the players more realistic. By realistic, I mean, like, if you start missing goals too much, they get pissed off at you.
Really?
Nice. Yeah. Well, Yuengling lived up to their unofficial guarantee. As much as I love the beer, 1 in 6 bottles is skunky. I found the 6th on my 6th.
At least it was on the 6th and not within the first 5.
I'd rather do it on the 1st and just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
So the rest of them taste much better.
That's why every time I have a Yuengling, I get the skunk
one.
You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. This stuff's great.
Yeah. That's why I honestly go black and tan most of the time. Because
might not help that you kept them in your car trunk.
Probably not.
I picked them up on the way here. They were in my trunk for literally 10 minutes. Exactly, Kat. Literally. Really? Yes, literally. 10 minutes.
Literally.
So yeah, Destiny's a fun game. I need to get online more when I get home.
I'm really starting to get worried about its longevity, though. God damn it, Potato.
Well, it's also partially our fault.
Holy fuck, Potato.
It's also partially our fault for putting the mic stand on her toy box.
Well, yeah. There's nowhere else for it to go.
I set on the cat tower, but he's all like, nope, box.
It's not going to fit on there.
We're going to use the box that Potato...
It's not going to fit on there.
...frequently runs
it's
through.
It's not going to fit on there.
I think you could have balanced it on the top.
Yeah, well, I mean, balance is a dangerous thing around here.
I don't think so.
We can put it on the scratch post, and then they're going to decide that they want to play with that for the first time all day.
No, they use that scratch post a lot.
Yeah. And that would be a terrible sound.
Like they start scratching the
So
the
why
mic
are you worried about
itself?
Destiny's longevity?
Well, because... I mean, like,
I brought it up, and now you're answering.
Well, no, because I'm worried about it, too. Because they keep saying...
The fact that there's only 4 levels so far... There's Earth, Moon, Venus, and Mars.
Not to mention the fact that, like, they're boasting, like, oh, we're going to be doing this for 10 years.
We have a 10-year plan for this game. Yeah. I don't see it lasting 10 years.
I don't see it lasting fucking 2.
And now the guy made...
I don't see it lasting 1.
Now, the guy that made it to level 30, at that point, are you repeating levels, do you think?
Yeah. So, yeah, you... Well, then they have the loot cave, which people just stand at and shoot.
What is that?
Oh, you haven't seen the loot cave?
I've heard about it,
well,
but I didn't...
Time to fire up Destiny. on Earth, in Russia, there's... remember that one area we were at where the two sides just started fighting each other?
Yeah.
There's a cave there. I guarantee when I start this up and go into it that...
Was that the one that we went into that we couldn't kill shit in the beta?
No, not at all.
I will say this. I think it's very entertaining that I'm getting crickets in the background.
Are you?
Yeah.
Windows are open.
So it's kind of like your listeners to the show.
Yeah.
It's like we're doing a live.
Sorry, Zach. Speaking of Zach, I don't know if I should talk. Oh, God, there's an update.
Of course there is.
No! I don't know how much of this I should or could talk about, but there might be some changes at Save Continue.
Ooh. Are you taking over the site?
No. If anyone, it's going to be Zach, our listener.
Well, he messaged me a little while ago and asked, like, hey man, like, are you still interested in doing some video stuff? So.
We'll just say that people aren't too happy with Kyle and the lack of any kind of attention he gives the site.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is that at some point in the future... Save Continue might actually be a good place to go for your game news.
Possibly.
Well, I mean, it's not that it's not a good place to go, because you can go and get news there. I check the site all the time.
Yeah.
How about timely?
That's probably a better way to put it. And just, like, content that's not just news. Like, and that's kind of why I'm interested in doing some stuff for it, because, like, you know... The podcast is a cool thing. I love doing this. It's a great way for people to, you know, get some updated news. Because I know talking to Grant, like, he was just like, yeah, dude, I listen to your podcast and I figure out what's going on to keep abreast of what's going on in games.
To keep a tit of the situation.
Exactly. And it's another way to essentially get your news. And that's what we're here for.
We're reliable.
We are.
What have we talked about newsworthy today?
Destiny.
Well, because there's not that much news. Yeah, you have to understand, there's not going to be like substantial news every week.
Now, September is...
And that's when the bullshitting happens.
I feel September is the same in movies and video games. You're not getting a whole lot of anything.
In September?
Yeah.
There is a lot. Actually.
September is like massive for games. Yeah. It's just news.
I won't even say massive for games. Yeah, games, but the big blockbusters, they hold those over for fourth quarter.
No, Destiny's out. We're in pretty much fourth
Destiny,
quarter.
Destiny, Forza, or not Forza.
So what class are you?
I'm the hunter.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a wizard.
Wait, oh the hunter? God, no, you're, I thought you were the Titan.
Oh, Titan, yeah, Titan.
Yeah. I'm a hunter, actually.
I'm a guy. I run and shoot shit. That's
yeah, yeah, I mean the whatever the warlock quest.
There's a lot of people that had warlocks, apparently.
No one else that I know made a warlock, so I'm like, fuck it. I'll be the warlock. Protect me.
Why am I walking?
You have the least amount of hit points, but the fastest regeneration. So that's really good for me, because I get shot often.
Yeah.
So I just run back behind a rock, wait 30 seconds, and come back. Whee. Or, you know, let Joe and Josh kill Whee. Things for me.
There you go.
Whee.
The cats are going apeshit today. Jeez.
Well, Potato is going apeshit.
Potato is a shit.
Potato's in one of her moods. Perfectly timed.
Perfectly.
I'm a tard.
But, yay. Yeah. The
run
big
him over,
thing,
run him over, run him over.
The big thing with Kyle is the other night I saw him kind of pimping out some other site that he... I don't know if he started it or if he was one of the guys who started it, that they're doing some Destiny giveaway, and I checked the site out, his name's prominently part of it, and I'm like, Kyle, did you start a new site? Is this pretty much like the end of Save Continue? He's like, gotta keep busy. Fucking keep busy on our site.
Gotta keep busy, and by that I mean, fuck you guys.
That's honestly what it felt like to me, and when I brought it up, he's like, you know this thing about doing it in public? Yeah, don't do that. Why? Are you afraid to admit that you're pretty much just
so
giving
you're saying,
up on our site?
So you're saying it now because you're not worried about him actually listening to your show, right?
Oh, I know he's not going to listen. I don't think he listens at all.
What?
I really don't. I'm pretty sure that that Zach's the only one who actually listens to our show on the site. And there's actually been concerns that you know, they're bummed that we have it on Bleeding Cool as well. You know, I'm looking for exposure for us.
Yeah. Yeah, grow the brand, grow the name,
yeah.
Grow the podcast.
Well, and that's the thing. Obviously, that's why, like, you know, if I do video content, like, the video content's going to be exclusive for Save Continue.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just going to be like, pimping out the podcast would be, hey, I also do stuff on this website. You should go to this website.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the same thing, like, if I get back into doing, like, game reviews and shit like that, I'm only going to do them on Save Continue. Like, anything that's video game related, in me personally, I'm personally invested into Save Continue as a site.
Yeah, same with me.
So,
but the podcast is, you know, I want to see if we could try growing this thing instead of just being tied to one site or one situation.
Yeah. Unless it started getting to the point where, like, people actually cared enough to listen to the podcast regardless of where it was hosted, then yeah, we'll just put it on Save Continue.
I can't believe I missed that.
Yeah,
that was a fail shot.
That was another fail shot. 0-for-2.
You're awful.
Fuck this.
Yeah, fuck your grenade, motherfucker.
You know what?
Punch things. Yeah.
I'll just do that instead.
Things got punched.
There you go. But yeah, dude, I mean, like, as far as the podcast is concerned, obviously, you know, this is episode, what, 80-something?
86, maybe?
Whatever.
I don't remember.
After 85.5?
We've had, like, a week and a half off, so I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. As far as other podcasts that I have listened to or, you know, have checked out or whatever, I think we're already well past any of the ones that I've found.
Yeah.
Like, plus, we actually do it regularly.
Yeah, you guys
on
have been
schedule.
Very reliable.
We've only missed the one episode because of Tim.
Yep.
Which nobody was happy about except Tim, because he really doesn't care.
Yep. But that's also, I mean, the other thing is too, I mean, like, I was surprised I was actually able to make the time to do it this week, but regardless, like, I made it a point to make time to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my week's, like, a clusterfuck right
yeah.
now.
Your weekend's yeah. a, oh wait, you just said that.
So, I mean, it's... Plus, I've got all this stuff with gigs, I've got all this stuff with work, but it's one of those things where it's like, I know how important this is to Joe, I know how important it is to me,
yeah.
I know how important it is to the couple people
You're
that actually listen to it.
Making time to
yeah.
get it done.
And it's the same thing as how I would feel about if I was, you know, more personally invested into the website. The only reason why I stopped doing a lot of content for Save Continue is because I had to focus on getting a roof over my head.
Yeah.
So now it's to the point where once I start just specifically doing stuff for Steve, which is going to be, like, you know, in the next week, 2 weeks, I'll probably have some more extra time where I'll actually be able to do stuff for the site, which I'm excited
for. By the way, I am now at Loot Cave.
So it's just a spawn cave.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you shoot it.
Yeah.
Can you go in the cave?
Well, you have to go in eventually.
Well, you, but you
just...
So you
can pick up all your crap that you earned.
But this is it. This is... There's a spawn cave.
Yeah, pretty much. You stand far enough away at the one cave on Earth. I'm sure there's other ones, but you just shoot into the cave as the enemies show up. And every couple of minutes or so, you just run up, collect all your items and...
Well, yeah, because you're going to run out of ammo everything else. At some point.
Yep. And you get a lot of experience and items.
So it's the bullshit cave.
Kind of. This makes up for the fact that they don't drop loot in the game.
Yeah, there's... I mean, that is an interesting thing that you could only get loot by completing missions.
No, you
get loot in the game.
Like, you could see the one... there's big green glowing thing there. That's an item.
Okay, so it's not... Okay.
Yeah, I picked up two things already. There's not a lot of loot, naturally. Yeah. So people have come here and used... Oh, the chunky poop is near. That's a really good gamer tag, actually. Yep, looks like he wants to go in. But yeah, this is Loot Cave. You just run in, pick your shit up, and there
you
go.
I do like that if it drops for just you.
Yeah.
So no one can steal your...
Unfortunately, I only had one thing waiting for me since I just
got
here.
But it's the Gozen Charlie.
Yeah, whatever that means.
A gun.
You're a gun.
Shoots things. Guns. Things.
Oh, I didn't. I actually made it up to this point before, and I didn't realize the cave was over there.
Yeah.
Because I cleared all the shit out by the helicopter.
Yeah. Well, the cave is right over. So.
Interesting. So there was. I'm just going to talk about, like, we already mentioned Forza came out today. Or not Forza. FIFA. FIFA came out today. The 2.0 version of Infinity came out today, which is...
Disney Infinity.
Yep. It's a shit ton of Marvel characters, which I think is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Makes sense, too.
Yeah, which, I mean, honestly, I think that... And I've seen some of the gameplay of some of the games in the 2.0, and they actually look like pretty legitimately fun games.
It does look like a fun game.
I still don't want to get sucked into another by a shitload of characters.
Yeah,
game, though.
Yeah. No, I can completely understand that. At least with the Infinity thing, they're keeping their figures more to a minimum. Like, it doesn't seem like there's as many characters in the Infinity games that you should care about.
Yeah, unless you do the toy box stuff.
Right. Because I don't know what the toy box stuff is like. I'm assuming it's something almost more like a
like create
Little Big
your
Planet
own yeah, create
ish.
Your own stuff.
Right, which I am actually kind of interested in. I actually picked up a starter pack for Skylanders while I was at the store today. Like, just I just grabbed like a couple. They had a bunch of shit in the back that just wasn't getting used. So I just grabbed like one of the first portals and the game and stuff like that. I just put it in a bag. I'm like, hey, I'm going to borrow this for a couple days and then bring it back. And Jordan and I are probably going to sit down and play that, and I'm going to see if she digs that. Because I'm trying to find something that she'll enjoy.
Yeah.
So I do want to play some games with her, but it's just, you know, her attention span and her interests as far as games are concerned are very minimal.
Yeah.
So, and I know that she used to like the old, like, Spyro and games like that. But I was debating between something like that or Infinity. I was thinking the Infinity stuff might be a little bit more appealing to her just because of the characters. Mm-hmm. Like, it's characters that she's already familiar with, as opposed to the Spyro stuff or the Skylander stuff, where she's like, here's this random guy that looks like this and is this element because we fucking said so. So,
yeah.
like you're not... I don't want to say, like, you don't have any personal tie to them.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, with the Disney characters, like, okay, I've seen the movie, I know what they're like, you know, you've got this kind of, like...
Oh, the Incredibles, oh, yeah, these guys.
Right. And I mean, like, you know, she really likes the Pirates of the Caribbean stuff, so she'd be able to play, like, as them, and doing that stuff, so, yeah. No. As, like, fucking, like Davy Jones and some of the don't get me wrong, the figures for Infinity look so much more badass than the fucking Skylanders one, in my opinion. Because I saw have you seen the new Venom one?
No.
He's a fucking beast. Like, he's huge. The thing's like fucking this big.
Wow.
Like, it's massive. Pull up a picture of it.
He's got the creepy ass tongue going on.
Yeah. But and when I was going through the characters, I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. They're doing stuff. Oh, they're doing Venom? And I saw it. I'm like, damn. Like,
nightmares for children. I approve.
Dude, he looks awesome. He looks fucking awesome.
High pedals.
But yeah, it was that. There's the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't like. I mean, I don't know if I would enjoy the characters. There was that. There was some of the Avengers. Oh. So there was like
Guardians of the Galaxy is a phenomenal movie.
I'll have to check it out. I'm not a huge movie guy, so that's why I didn't get to see it.
Yeah,
so.
I'm a movie guy. I'm not a big TV guy because I don't have the attention span for anything more than 2 hours.
Mm.
That's why I don't game with Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Giggity.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Yeah, dude, he's a fucking beast. Like, look at that middle one where he's next to all the other characters. Look at how much bigger he is than,
He's got a shoulder-to-waist ratio of, 5-to-1. Like, if he were a human being, he'd be dead.
Yeah, the Hulk one's huge, too.
Oh, that just makes sense.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. But the Venom one's almost as big as the Hulk one. It's fucking ridiculous.
I would eat your children.
Wow, that's pretty nuts.
Yeah, he's huge. So, and not to mention the fact that I saw the collector's edition box. The collector's edition box rivals almost the Titanfall box.
And I'm assuming it comes with several characters.
Yeah. Yeah, it comes with, pretty much all of the new ones.
Oh, damn. What's that run, though?
I have no fucking clue.
$4,000.
What?
I like the fact that they have the online store prices. Target, Best Buy, Walmart, Microsoft Store, $13.99. GameStop, $14.99.
Now, the other thing is, too, Toys R Us was doing a thing where you could buy, you could buy, three of any figures for the Infinity. It was, $33.
Damn. Save
a couple dollars, yeah. That's good.
And you save, $6-7.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you're getting to stuff like that, every dollar counts.
I still miss the days when Skylanders were just $7 each.
Well, I will give you a little bit of a insider scoop, because I'm only at GameStop for another week and a half, so I don't give a fuck. They are going to start taking trades on the Skylanders and Infinity things again.
The characters?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know how much I would actually get. I'd probably we'll give you 25 cents for this one, 55 cents for this one.
They may give like a dollar on each, maybe.
That's still not worth it.
Well, I mean,
the money people have dumped into it, getting a dollar back.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, it's dick. Shitty.
And then they'll sell it something. For $8.99.
They will. Because, and I will say this, I did some of the math while I was at GameStop the other day, and the majority of the time, their markup is somewhere around 350%, 400%.
Jesus.
Somewhere around there. So. Hi, cat. I can hear you. So that's a little bit of a bummer. But it's a business. There's only so much you could do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I may actually start looking into some stuff with Infinity because I feel like, I mean, I'll check out how the gameplay is on both, because I think the figures, and the other thing is the amiibos. I mean, I'm definitely interested in the amiibos when it comes to Smash.
Amoebas?
You don't know what the amiibo thingies are?
No,
it's basically think of the figures and stuff that they're using for Skylanders but Nintendo. And they're going to be used for, Smash Brothers and shit. Are they going to do some, Mario Kart shit?
I have no idea what they're planning.
Yeah. I mean, they may end up using these for some other stuff, but it's essentially going to be, at the start, there's going to be ones that are used for, primarily Smash.
But, now how? Do you get them and they give you bonuses, or is it the only
way? It has all your save content on it.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
So, if you go to somebody else's house.
You just take
your... You could bring your amiibo, and it'll have all your fucking, like, all your stats and your levels and all
for,
that shit.
For the whole game, not just the character.
I don't know.
Well, for that character. Because each amiibo is going to be for that particular character.
Some poor kid is going to walk around with a fucking Wii Fit amiibo, all sad and disappointed. This is my best character. I'm taking it over to Johnny's house.
I don't know, dude. The villager one I kind of want, because the villager is, like, awesome in Smash.
Oh, see, really the villager is kind of, like, an asshole.
So, yeah, he is. It's great.
He throw bees at people.
That he launches one of those, like, the
But what does the Wii Fit fucking thing do?
What, the trainer?
Yeah, the trainer, yeah.
She does yoga. Huh? Yoga fire, dude.
Yoga flame! I don't remember learning that when I was doing my stretches.
Is it okay if I hit you in the face with a 4x4, but before I do it, I yell Pilates?
That's the Bowser Princess Peach, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
That was from Robot Chicken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still creepy as shit as a still.
You're creepy as shit.
As a still?
Yeah.
Probably.
As a still. Just as a still.
I see. When I stop moving.
Basically.
I get those.
Yeah. So, some actual news that you'll probably enjoy.
Rocksmith Ready. 2014 tunes up for Xbox One and PlayStation 4 debut.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, maybe if you didn't follow this, he would have understood you trying to steal
catch
the thunder.
Any of that.
Rocksmith is hitting Xbox One and PS4.
Ooh.
Yep.
How much?
Probably same
standard
price.
Standard price.
Let's see here.
Is it like a new version or is it just a port?
Rocksmith 2014.
So it's a port.
Will feature... I don't know how this is going to work. It will feature remote play on the Vita.
Oh, that'd be neat.
That'd be really interesting. 50 songs. All the DLC will carry over.
Okay.
Which is good. Comes out... Where the hell was it? I think November 4th. Yeah.
Damn. A lot of games.
And you could stream it on the YouTubes.
I do...
Oh, that'd be cool, actually.
I do have a feeling that I won't have, like... You know, I'm old enough now that I don't just get presents for Christmas.
Yeah. But
parents and grandparents still go, hey, what do you want? I think this is the first time in a few years I'll actually be able to say, oh, this game would be really cool. You know, I think there's enough games coming out where I'm not just going to buy every single one. Because, again, as a single man in my 30s, I have that capability. Just go out and buy whatever the fuck I want. A single man in my 30s with a good job.
Oh, okay.
And
stop doing your arm gestures. You're getting the Kinect all worked out.
But
see,
what I think it is there's more games that I wouldn't mind playing than I plan on buying. So for the first time in a while, I think I may actually be able to say, hey, you know, if you want to, this game, or just an Amazon gift card towards this.
Yeah, totally.
And I'll pick it up. And I think it'll be a good Christmas for me. I think it'll be better. Because as much as it's convenient nowadays, just giving gift cards to everyone, it does take some of the fun out of it.
I never minded gift cards.
For me, I always enjoy buying the thing I know they want.
Even if
they tell me, hey, here's what I want.
Well, yeah, but then that takes the surprise out of it.
It doesn't take the happiness out of it, though.
I understand that. I mean, I'll tell you right now, like, and I may have told this story before, but Jordan was actually the first person to give me a Christmas present in which I actually, like, cried. Like, legitimately, like, I was extremely joyous. It was a very happy, happy cry. Because the first year that we started dating, and we had only been dating for maybe, like, 2 or 3 months, it came up around Christmas, and I was telling her, like, you know, I never really had good Christmases before. Like, my family and I don't really get along well. We'd only been dating for a couple months. We're wandering around the mall and we're trying to find stuff for, like, her parents and my parents and, like, whatever. And we wander into GameStop and I'm just kind of looking around, and I was saying how much I really, really wanted a 3DS. And I bumped into a buddy of mine. He was working at the GameStop that we were at. And I hadn't bumped into him in years, and he was just like, hey man, like, we have one of these Legend of Zelda 3DS bundles left. You know, if there's ever a time that you want to pick one up, like, this is the time, because this is the last one we got. And I'm like, fuck man, like, I gotta grab stuff for other people. Like, I can't do that right now for myself. So we went around and we just kind of left. I didn't know this, but she went back and she bought it for me. And I, like, I, you know, Christmas Day, I'm sitting in this box and it's fucking heavy. And I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck is this? Like, I'm like, I'm thoroughly confused. Because, like I said, we'd only been dating for a little while. So I didn't expect this at all.
It's makeup.
But she had a good job at the time, and she was just like, I started opening it up, and I saw the box inside, and I dropped it, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
I broke it. I had to turn it in.
Like, I was just like, what the fuck?
See, my problem is, it's my own fault, but I'm really bad at hints. I'm also very bad at, oh, what do you want for Christmas? Eh. Like, I think I'm dropping a hint. Like, well, I was married for several years, and I thought I was like, oh, that's really cool. Like, in my mind, I'm going, that's fucking awesome. I'd love to have that. That's amazing. But in reality, I'm going, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then walking away.
And then walking away.
So then for Christmas, I get something. I'm like, well, no, I appreciate it. But at the same time, it's like, well, that's not what I wanted. But in retrospect, well, I didn't fucking make any hints.
Right. You're
shit.
Not like, man, so, I would really love this for Christmas.
So it's
Christmas.
My own damn
like,
fault.
Yeah.
So even when I was a kid, I got stuff that I liked, what I was dying for, you know?
Yeah,
I thought you meant you were bad at giving hints as to what you got people.
No, I was bad at giving hints.
Like,
Uncle
Pappy, what did you get me? It's a Nintendo 3DS XL. That's a shitty hint, Uncle Pappy.
I got my niece a 3DS, so... Last year.
The only thing that I'm actually the only thing that bummed me out about her getting me that was my hands are too big. So like I had to actually like trade it in and get a different one.
I have tiny little hands. I have tiny hands. I can't hold these burgers. They're too small.
These burgers are too small.
But yeah, dude, I mean, like that was the only thing that bummed me out about it. But now I have I use that to trade in to one that I can actually like hold and play comfortably. So
yeah, that's even.
I actually use it. I'll never get rid of it because that was
even as a kid. I never got what I really, really wanted. But again, it's pretty much my own fault.
Mm-hmm.
So now as an adult, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I always appreciate people giving me stuff.
Yeah,
I'm never that dick who's like, oh, fucking socks. I'm like, I got socks 5 years ago, and they were the most comfortable motherfucking socks in the world. I was like, where did you get these? I want more. These are amazing socks.
Yeah.
You know, I've always learned to appreciate what I get.
Oh, absolutely.
But now I'm at the point now, if I don't get what I'm dying for, I'll just go out and get it myself.
Yeah. No, I hear you. No, I mean, I think realistically, if I don't get the drop on, like, a sweet deal on a one through the store... Because I think, realistically, and, you know, would I love to see something like that for Christmas? Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. But I also don't want somebody spending that kind of money on me because they're fucking expensive right now. If I'm in a position where I can actually pick it up at a much better value, like, don't get it for me. Let me figure out how to grab it. Like,
even when I got my niece a 3DS, my parents were like, how did you spend that much money? And I'm like, honestly, it's a gift that saves me money over time. So now all I have to do is buy her a game or two every year. So it's a lot cheaper over time because she's going to have it for 5 or 6 years.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just thought of it as an investment.
Yep. Well, and that's kind of like, you know, I'm still in shock that, you know, that they went in on a Wii U for me. Because it's just like I fucking love that thing. And I play it all the time.
I think it's still at the point where we didn't go in, we just got it for you.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
We went halves, but the other half lost... All right,
she lost
income.
Her job.
Final Fantasy Type O, what's that?
Really? You don't know what Final Fantasy Type Zero is?
Nope.
Blood type.
I know Final Fantasy 15 and the car was
pimped
out.
Type Zero is a game that was originally on the PSP, but never came to America.
So now it's coming out for the X-Bone?
Oh, that looks really nice. So, they're remastering
porting
it.
To Xbox One and PS4 HD.
Okay.
Stop listening.
You said the X word.
I know.
And apparently it wanted
really
to switch to the...
catching up, so...
It wanted to switch to the O'Reilly Factor.
It's a... No, it was going to be the One Guide.
Oh, okay.
But, it's a lot more mature of a Final Fantasy game.
I could enjoy that, I think, because some of them do tend to get a little too... goofy.
I have no interest in Final Fantasy. I've never
played one, but I've always wanted to enjoy one, if that makes sense. I've always wanted to like a Final Fantasy game, but they do tend to be too goofy. Or just repetitious.
Out there?
Repetitious, really. That's why I've never beat Xenosaga. Because, oh hey, look, you're only level 25 for the boss. You have to go back and farm to your level 34, bitch.
Well, that's RPGs. Well,
yeah, that's
no,
just,
that's
yeah.
JRPGs.
I was gonna say I never had to sit and grind to be a high enough level to beat something in Diablo.
I never had to grind for Jade Empire or KOTOR or any American RPG style.
Yeah,
you know, you don't. You just play the game. You enjoy the game. You play the boss. You have a little bit of a challenge, but you win eventually.
Yeah, you can get through it.
Yeah, a JRPG is, bitch, you best have played this dungeon for the last 7.5 hours, or you ain't getting past the boss.
That's like the worst voice you could use.
Bitch.
You got to do the thing.
You have to just hold the fucking get the A thing. Button for 8 hours. Just punch, punch, yeah. punch, punch, punch.
So here's a stupid question. Do we have an email?
I highly, highly doubt it. I'll check, though, just for you.
We just check. Got a letter.
Oh, wait,
we
Zach sent something on the 15th. Shut up, Happy.
I wonder who it's from.
From Zach. It says, mic check. I just want you guys to know that almost every time you're like, nah, the mic isn't picking that up. It's cool. I can hear it when I listen. Like Ashley talking in the background, or you guys listening to J-pop or whatever. It's pretty quiet, but it does in fact come through. Fun fact.
Okay.
And how bad did he just screw up the audio with that?
You can still hear yourself. It's heavily... The thing is it's heavily compressed. So even when, like, shit... Like, when Potato's running through that box, yeah. It just gets so... It's so loud that you can hear everything just like, get squashed by the compressor. So it's just like, no, fucking slow down. So.
Slow down.
Yeah, like, I can hear him perfectly fine.
Nice. Yeah. I'm sure there's, like, a lot of room noise with him talking in the other room.
Like, even...
You're hearing that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So what is, you have a phenomenal professional microphone, and we have a phenomenal unprofessional recording space.
Yes.
Yes. Like if you were to actually put this in a sound treated room,
phenomenally loud.
If you were to put this microphone loud. In a sound treated room, we could actually get away with using this for recordings every time.
Basically, we need Howard Stern's recording space.
Negative. Room with actually, all you would need, around. All you would need, and I have acoustic foam. Like you would just put some tiles of acoustic foam on the wall to because you'll catch all the reflections off the wall. Like when you talk. It'll bounce off of that, and bounce off of that, and bounce off of that, and you can hear that in the room. So most of the time when you're getting a professional recording, you want to deaden out the room and just get the actual sound that's going.
Yeah, no, what I got to do when I went to Rome Air Force Base, which is a big test and development laboratory, they actually developed the solid-state hard drive and the LCD and the backpack radio in World War II up in northern New York.
Mm-hmm.
They have a room that's dampened. It's a giant, like almost football field sized room with the whole egg carton shape on all the walls.
Stop the hands!
Walls and floor and ceiling and all of that. And you go in there, and if you're talking at this level, it sounds like a tiny little whisper. It's phenomenal. Like, they actually dare people to go in there and see how long they can handle it. Because they say it's some of those rooms. If it's dead quiet, you'll hear your heartbeat and your blood pumping.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah, it fucks with you really bad.
It does.
But yeah, essentially, it's just I went to school for audio engineering, so it's just one of those things that like I picked up on a lot of that shit when I was younger. And I did live sound engineering. Like I started doing sound for bands when I was 16. So it was just like there was a small venue that was where I was at.
That's what everyone says is that sound engineering, the training is fine, but the hands-on is the most important. Because you really don't know how good you have it in terms of skill until
you're actively trying. Like, I can hear
that train. Nice. But what matters is the actively working live bands and running the sound. And I really wish they did that more because Joe and I have been to some shows where the sound guy was just crap.
Yeah.
And you look over and the dude's like 35 years old. It's like, are you just working at this bar because you know how to operate the board?
Yeah.
Or are you here because you know what the fuck you're doing? And but halfway through the show, you know that he's just the only guy who knows what this fucking knob does.
Yep. Now, and the funny thing is like people, like even like my recording interface, like some people look at that and they're like, oh, that's fucking weird. Like there's a lot of shit going on. Same thing with my DAW. which is just my software that I use to record everything, like, people look at it and I'll be like, oh, that's way too complicated, I can't do that. And I could be like, give me 10 minutes and I can explain all of it to you.
Yeah, and I'll set
it up. Like, it's super easy. What is this?
This is the original PSP trailer for Final Fantasy Type-0.
Oh, okay.
Final Fantasy game with blood.
Ooh.
Yeah, which, honestly, is
Are they putting that in the remastered version?
I would assume that they're not changing the actual content. But
wow.
Yeah. Like, it's a lot more mature and dark as a storyline. I don't know if it'll be enough for an M rating.
Does anyone get pregnant?
I don't know. I never played it. It never came to America.
Does anyone get pregnant?
Like, we have to fight the final boss, but I have something to tell you.
I have your child. I'm bearing your children.
And then you sacrifice yourself to save her.
That's weird. And then you turn into Diablo. Basically.
No, they just had a chunk there where the sword attacks were all giving out sprays of blood.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, I was going to make a really... With the whole Diablo demon thing, I was going to make a really bad abortion joke, but I guess I'll...
Yeah, don't do that.
We already had a really racist, you know, podcast last week.
Yeah. Dude, that... Oh, my God.
Did you really listen to that?
I did. Yeah. Like, 5 times. Because I was just like, holy fuck, man. I
can't believe we did that.
Jesus Christ.
Can't believe Joe did that.
Dude, that was the thing that blew my mind more than anything. I'm like, I can't believe that just came out of Joe's mouth.
It wasn't even that bad.
I've known him for 20 years now. He said worse.
I believe you. I just haven't heard it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It was you had seen this side of Joe, and you never saw the dark.
Mature side of me. It's like Final Fantasy Type-0.
The after midnight
I never saw the Final Fantasy Type-0 version of Joe.
Okay. Yeah.
You only ever saw the Chocobos.
With blood sprays.
Joe, what are you playing?
Didn't we just go over this?
What are you... Other than Destiny?
Destiny.
Just Destiny?
I haven't done much because I've been on the road for so long.
You weren't playing anything while you were on the road?
Not
were you
much.
Driving most of the time? So?
Yeah, a lot of driving. Yeah. Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg was awesome.
Don't even know what that is.
It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
It's
you make your own pigeons on the
Forge.
Well,
no, it's pretty much apparently. Dolly Parton land. Like, she has a theme park down there called Dollywood.
And oh, okay.
It's pretty much two big tourist cities that sprung up around Dollywood. It's like Branson, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Nothing is in Missouri except Branson.
Got it.
Yes. And St. Louis, but only half of it.
Pappy, have you been playing anything?
Not really video games, but I've actually been getting a little more into board games.
I can understand that.
I don't know if I mentioned it at the podcast at MAGFest, but Josh brought a Marvel... Or, I'm sorry, a DC Comics...
Yeah, I saw you guys playing that the one day.
It was fun as hell. I'm actually going to buy it. I got some people back at work that I think will really enjoy it.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's... I never played a deck-building game before, but you pick one of your DC superheroes...
Ascension
and as you play the game...
My favorite deck-building game.
Yeah, because I never played that. As you play the game, you're adding to your deck, and then once you defeat all the supervillains, you count out the value of your deck, the most points wins.
Yeah.
And it was fucking amazing. Like, and I also appreciated that Josh, when he went to teach me and Ian how to play... He went, okay, I'm going to teach you how to play with a mock game. I'm going to be Aquaman to handicap myself. And he did. He took last place. Even though he's the only one who knew how to play.
As far as deck building games go, where it's not like... Because, you know, I enjoyed Magic for a long time, but having to buy the cards to make the decks...
Oh,
and I hate it. So the idea of a deck building game is very interesting to me, just because you're not constantly fucking buying cards. Like, there's expansions, obviously.
I'm still sad you guys didn't all want to go in on a pre-made deck at MAGFest and just play some.
No, because I will fucking... I didn't want to spiral. Because, Joe, you don't even... seriously, you don't even understand, man. Like
Joe's
like,
tapping is just to find the vein, in case you didn't understand sound.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like when the first Magic game came out for the Xbox 360. All of us had been out for years, and then it came out, and it's like, kind of want to play again. And then me, Pappy, who else that year at Mag... Or,
you don't
want to
scratch...
Barbecue.
You scratch the wall, and then the wall crumbles, and then you're just like, I want to start playing again. Like,
fortunately, we were all buying decks. Magic game. I played Magic 2013 on... And it was fucking terrible.
Yeah, a lot of the Duels of the Planeswalkers ones are pretty bad. So. But as far as deck-building games go, Ascension, which is made by Wizards of the Coast, same guys that make Magic, it is a you know, everybody builds from the same cards. It's one of those things where there's a middle row of cards. Everybody takes a turn. You take like five cards. You dump your hand out, try and get more cards to add onto your deck, yeah, and then pass the turn.
Very similar to the DC one.
And, and Ascension, that game never gets old to me. It's so much fun. But it's just a matter of getting people together that would actually want to play it. There's an iPad app that's actually free to download that gives you the core set of the game.
Well, yeah, so that's what
and it gives you it gives you pretty much a crash course on how to play it. And it's awesome. Like it's
fantastic.
That's what
I'm going to do with the DC game. I think I'm going to buy the core set. And then for Christmas, I'll ask for the other core set.
Right.
And because it's weird, though. I think they broke it down a little wrong, though. Because the one core set gives you Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, and a couple of the big ones. But then the other core set is still like the B-listers. It's like... I can't even remember any of the big names.
Yeah.
It's all the Justice League second set.
Okay.
You know? So you've got Captain Marvel? Is like the biggest superhero in that whole fucking set. So you're kind of like,
oh wow, okay.
But
they're more balanced. Yeah.
But what's funny is that one is more balanced because in the first set, everyone's got like the Flash.
Everybody's
you get an
OP.
Extra card. You get an extra card every fucking round. The moment you play a card that has you draw a card, you draw another card.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that's why I played and I won because I'm just fucking card after card. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's others like Batman. For every single piece of equipment, you get another fucking power. But then you go to the other ones, and it's just, you get a plus one. It's everyone's everything was just a plus one, so it was much more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
But if you mix the two decks together, it made more sense. So,
yeah,
I'm going to buy the core one with the Justice League main,
mm-hmm.
and then I think I'm going to ask for the other core and then a bunch of the expansions for Christmas and see if I get any.
Yeah.
And just make one big-ass, badass deck. Because I got five nerd coworkers that are...
Yeah, that's what I want to do with... Because I'd like to get my own copy of Ascension and teach that to people. And be able to play that, because I love it. And then Catan, like when we were down at MAGFest, I had that
Catan tournament.
And I was able to get my own copy of Catan. We finally played it at my house like a couple days ago. I taught it to two other people, and they were like, this is awesome. Like, I wish I knew about games like this, because this is the kind of board game that, like, you can actually really have fun with.
And I think after MAG, I'm going to check out Will Wheaton. I follow him on Twitter.
Will Wheaton.
But he does a board games review thing.
Yeah.
They take... and he's been tweeting all the games they played as they're narrowing down which ones they're going to play for the next season.
Yeah.
And a lot of them look really interesting. So I think I'm going to actually watch his season.
Oh, absolutely. I tend to actually... Because the way that I look at it, like, board games are one of those things where, like, you don't have to necessarily be into playing games to enjoy a board game. You know what I mean? It depends on, like, what kind of game it is. Like, you know, things like Cards Against Humanity.
That's the thing.
And, like,
with, when my parents... When my parents were over a couple months ago to visit me in Vegas,
uh-huh.
we played this Cthulhu-based game. An HR...
Flux?
No. Dark... whatever.
It doesn't seem like your parents would play... Well, maybe your dad.
Well, that's the thing. Mom loved it. But it was
weird.
Yeah, but it was a team game where it was everyone against the enemy.
Big, okay.
Yeah. And Mom loved it, and Dad wasn't a big fan. And I talked to him about it yesterday, actually, and he was like, my problem with that game is growing up, I liked Risk and Monopoly and checkers and chess and all of that and Scrabble. He's like, I don't feel a game is fun unless you can memorize the rules easily.
Right.
So what bothered him with that game, with a lot of games that come out nowadays... For us, it may seem simple, but we have definitely dealt with more complicated rules, like even just Magic.
Yeah.
You know, over time, we're used to, okay, it might take three whole games to grasp the concept of this board game. And we're more willing to put up with that. My dad was... I went to... You know, when I stayed with him the last couple of days, we played a lot of Upwords. We raced Sudoku, who could finish the puzzle faster. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, simple games with simple rules that just had challenging ways to win.
Speaking of challenging games, I'll jump off the board games, but Bloodborne, coming, February to the PS4?
Uh-huh.
They had a demo at PAX. A staggering 3,500 people played it. 20 beat the demo.
Wow.
I'd have been not the 20.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Is it an action?
On the flip
horror,
side,
like
Tokyo
what?
Game Show, it's Dark Souls with... What, Dragons or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Bloodborne.
Tokyo Game Show, to show how much better the Japanese players are than us. 1,250 played it, so less than half.
Yep.
40 beat it.
So, huh. They're roughly 80% better than us?
I don't know.
Math.
They are math percent better
than
us.
They're four times better basically than we are. Because half the people, twice the people beat it.
They're dick and a half times better than us.
It's something like that.
I mean, they are the country that invented bullet hell 2D scrollers because...
I do love those games, though. They're so much fun.
I'm a pixel.
Raiden 5, if you like your shooters. Raiden 5 is coming to Xbox One.
Nice. Nice. I would actually love to pick something like that up when I get a one. Because I love playing those games. I really do. That was one of the... Raiden 2 was actually the one game that I used to go up to Gamers Alley in the mall, the arcade there. It used to be called something else before then. But that was the one game that I would play every single time I was up there. Like, I would just dump quarters into that.
I'm still waiting for my gritty reboot of Arkanoid.
I'm waiting for a gritty reboot of a legitimate...
I want a gritty reboot of Wizards and Warriors.
No, actually, speaking, fucking the new Gauntlet comes out. Like,
yeah, what is that next week?
The
week
soon, after, very soon.
Like DLC or just
Steam? It's not. Yeah, it's.
Oh no, it came out today.
Did it come out today?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really interested in trying that. That looks awesome. I would love to see a legitimate good reboot of Actually, I was talking about this today.
Duke Nukem.
You know what, man? I liked Duke Nukem Forever. I'll go on record in saying that I like Duke Nukem Forever.
John St. John will appreciate your what?
Because I am a legitimate Duke Nukem fan. If you enjoy Duke Nukem games, and you go into it expecting a Duke Nukem game, you get a Duke Nukem game. True. And it's great. So... I don't understand why so many people fucking shit all over that game. I understand that they're like, oh, well, it's been in production for so fucking long. But it doesn't matter. Like, you can have a game that's been in production for fucking ever, and it's not going to be the greatest thing ever, because that's not what it's supposed to be.
So, but anyhow, what did you want to get a reboot of?
What
the hell was that? Maybe you should stop drinking on this show.
There's two... slower.
Two series. A legitimate Ninja Gaiden... That's okay. Similar to the old ones.
Like the original...
Side
scroller. Fuck your face.
Yes. Oof. I would love something like that. And this got brought up while I was working at the video game store today. I would love to see Mutant League Football. Or League Hockey.
Yeah.
I miss those days of EA.
So, I would love to see, like, I would love for them to do a new version of Mutant League Football and Hockey. But then I would also like to see other sports, like soccer... or basketball, and then on top of that, you want to start getting really weird.
Mutant rugby. League bowling.
Mutant League bowling, where they rip their heads off and then use that as the fucking ball.
Nice. Or rugby, where fuck your limbs.
Well, that's what football was.
Perfect. Mutant League golf, where you use your eyeball
as the,
and when you hit it, you could see the shot go through the air because you are the eyeball.
That'd be awesome. Someone needs to work on that right now.
If we're going old school, Lands of Lore was the first big game.
I thought Wizards and Warriors was pretty freaking old school.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I said, if we're going old school, Lands of Lore was the first game I really enjoyed. I remember it was 7 3.5-inch floppy disks.
Giggity.
Nice.
It was mind-boggling amazing graphics at the time.
That's like Phantasmagoria coming on.
Yeah. If they redid that, it would be pretty badass. Or even like any of those older, even Command and Conquer.
Well, there's been other nice... Command and Conquers. And stuff
yeah,
like that.
But you know,
anyway,
you know, like something.
Anyway,
big.
I've been playing.
Hey Chris, what have you been playing?
Yeah, I was playing.
Good to hear, Pappy. What have you?
Well, we already
board games.
Yeah, basically.
Board Potato, games. What have you been playing?
I finally got to play that
Smash demo.
Yep, I love the Smash demo. It's great. I played a little bit of Epic Mickey the other day because my friend went to.
How is that? I heard a lot of bad when it
one
came
or two.
Out.
One.
Okay.
I enjoy it. Oswald's like one of my favorite Disney characters, so I mean, like, the fact that he's in a game makes me happy. But my cousin went to Disney World. Is that the one in Florida?
Yes.
World or land? I think land is Disney. California. World is
land is California.
Okay, yeah. So world. She went to Disney World, Disney. And she brought back like a bunch of Oswald stuff for me, and I was like, oh, I have this game. I should probably give it a shot.
Who the fuck's Oswald?
Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. So Oswald the Lucky Rabbit is actually the character that Mickey Mouse came from.
Yeah.
So it was before Mickey Mouse.
He was the original Disney mascot.
I learned something today.
Yeah.
Didn't they lose the rights to him?
They did for a little while, but then they got it back.
Yeah.
Because money.
Because they have money to do that.
Yeah.
But anyway. I played some Disney Epic Mickey. And I'm digging it. I think it's fun. I don't know how much of it I'll get through because there's other stuff that I want to play. I was playing Brawl Melee, which one's the one for the Wii? Smash Brothers?
Brawl.
I've been playing Brawl because
I got
confidence
level. I was playing a
Brawl
game.
Brawl Melee.
Brawl 64.
So I've been playing Brawl just because I'm really getting excited for the new Smash Brothers, so I just wanted to start playing it more and refamiliarize myself with the series. So I've been playing that. And then I actually found, Joe, you might be interested in this. It's an iPad game.
Not interested. Wait, what?
It's an iPad game. It's Monkey Ball branded.
Interesting.
But it plays like Peggle. It's basically Peggle with Monkey Ball characters.
Hmm. Oh.
And the name is?
I don't know. I just looked up
Monkey Beggle.
Monkey, just look up Monkey Ball and you'll see. I think Monkey Ball bounce.
I have an Nexus 7, so it's a Google.
Yeah, it's
powered.
Good. Yep.
I downloaded a bunch of free horror games to play during my flight.
horror games during your flight.
Free horror games are universally terrible. 4 stars means this game is playable.
Install.
That's what it means.
Uh-huh.
I've learned that the hard way. I played Eyes. I played Forest. I played a couple other games. And then, one, the gameplay. It's hard when you have to just press two areas of, you know, your screen.
I hate doing that.
One's to move forward and one's to look around.
Wait, and what's this on? I was too busy downloading
my
Super
Nexus.
Monkey Ball Bounce.
My Nexus. So I've come to the conclusion that free games, at least for Google, are not very impressive.
At least in the horror world. I don't play horror games. Because jump scares give me heart attacks.
But none of them were scary. It's even the, like, with Eyes, you're robbing a house. When you start panting and you see your breath mist, that means there's something coming, you gotta run and hide. But even if that thing catches you, it's a really shitty, cheap Japanese demon floating. And it
doesn't matter.
And
doesn't
you
matter.
Die.
Doesn't matter.
And it's the actual sound. So there's nothing scary about that.
Hey, you should probably run away.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you're dead now.
Hey, don't buy these.
Hey, you're dead.
What are you doing?
But yeah, so that's what I've been playing. Music?
I have no idea. Pappy, do you have any? I like how just quickly it's like, end of show.
I gotta, dude, it's hour 23. I gotta go, like, bad.
This is hour 23 of the...
We have had one hell of a podcast.
An hour and 23 minutes.
All right, so...
I like to think it's hour.
Well, what's new?
I don't know.
Is the DoD stuff out yet for...
Not for
the Chrono?
I don't think so. Did you ever get your song done?
No.
You suck.
Anything released from Mag?
I've been gone, dude. Music? I haven't had fucking time.
You've been gone. I've been gone.
Any Mag music going on?
I don't fucking know. Dude, I've been gone. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Don't you follow Twitter?
What's Twitter?
Get to the Twitter.
What the fuck is Twitter?
Get to the job.
Twitter.
You know what? I'm going to play some stuff from Final Fantasy Type-0. I'll find the soundtrack and I'll play that.
All right. Cool.
Sounds like a plan.
Bye.
So...
Pappy, last words?
Words.
Better.
Gay.
Yep.
Gay.
Bye.
Do better.
Gay.
Oh, I love you all. You're all special, unique rainbows. Fuck off.